dropping facts and silver cracks. Uplift your mind, cause my rap's a root. This knowledge surpasses that of any college, and those who deny will catch the roots of the back. The topic is attributes of Allah, the only one with no beginning, who exists without a flaw. He exists without a place and is eternal and everlasting. He created good and evil and the smallest and the most vast thing and everything in between. Every good and bad dream, he has sight without eyes and sees all things that can be seen. He has no shape, no color, no father or mother. In fact, whatever you can imagine, Allah is other than that. He's not a female. We call him he, though he's not a man. We call him he because he refers to himself as Hua in our Quran, and only believers will be forgiven. So repent now while you're living and refrain from doing evil with the endowments Allah has given, like using your hands for theft or the heart for a wrong belief, because the non-believers will go to hell, will fall for 70 years with no relief. And when they hit the bottom, they will never be released, because in the fire there's no peace. The grief will never cease to decrease. So in your heart, it should be fierce for the one who hears without ears. Before the sun comes from the west, you best repent and do your prayers. Waking from a dream by a sunbeam created by Allah, I lean up or overslept. I pray Al-Fajr so I'll be clean on Yawm al-Deen. Try not to eat my fill, I'm from a nation of moderation. Alhamdulillah, he gave accommodations with no obligation. Look at God's creation, try to develop understanding. Don't want to fall 7 years before landing, so I worry about the slam thing. And never forget Salat al-Asr in the afternoon. I don't want to fake like Al-Fasikun or Al-Kafirun. Learn up the teachings of the Prophet and his miracles. Heed his warnings of a torture that's terrible and unbearable. Because Allah will send Munkar and Nakir to hit the Kafir with the hammer behind his head, between his ears, and when in his grave, his place of hellfire will be seen. And when his body decays, his soul will go down into Sijin, which is a place in the creation. The soul receives torture in that section until the day of the resurrection of the question. So my suggestion, do your best in Islam and endeavor the hardships of this short life to earn you the pleasures of Al-Jannah forever. The everlasting treasures you can't measure. So if you wake before Shuru, perform wudu and pray Al-Fajr. Avoid the sins of the eyes and the tongue. And fear Allah constantly. And if it's hot outside, sister, still cover yourself properly. Embrace it. You can't escape. The death is coming at you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.